Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, November 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Recycled Brain Part 2 opens global pre-orders. Dr. Sci-fi storyteller Takahiro Yonemura drops his 70th title. Recycled Brain Part 2, the 70th title from engineer and author Takahiro Yonemura, PhD, is now available for global pre-order after its debut at San Diego Comic-Con Spotlight. This latest installment in the series continues to explore the intersection of science, art, and emotion, with a focus on memory and technology. Yonemura's unique storytelling style blends logic and feeling, creating a dialogue between the human heart and the technology that shapes our world. The release of Part 2 coincides with new creative projects in Japan, highlighting Yonemura's belief in the harmonious relationship between science and imagination. Fans of Yonemura's earlier work, such as Beast Code, can expect a similar blend of science fiction and emotional depth in this latest installment. Recycled Brain Part 2 is set to be released on January 25, 2026, and will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Bookshop.org for $19.95.
971 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL, the one that started it all. The DFW Car and Toy Museum features a 1971 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL, known as the car that started it all for owner Ron Sturgeon's collection. Despite fire damage, Ron meticulously restored the car to its former glory, showcasing the resilience and elegance of the Pagoda SL. Powered by a 2.8-liter inline-six with Bosch fuel injection, this classic car offers a smooth ride with a 4-speed automatic transmission. Ron's passion for cars began with this 280 SL, making it a personal favorite for Sunday drives and museum laps. The W113 280 SL holds a special place in automotive history, blending advanced engineering, refined styling, and timeless drivability. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this iconic car and other collectibles.
Where there's smoke, there's magic. Smoke and fire magic tricks have captivated audiences for centuries, combining mystery and danger with spectacle and skill. From ancient performers using divine signs to modern magicians using safer technology, the allure of fire and smoke remains strong. The online magic store offers kits and tricks for performers to hone their craft, like the igniter trick where a lighter disappears in a flash. Safety is paramount, with magicians using certified materials, testing effects in controlled environments, and following regulations. Visit the online magic store for a curated selection of smoke and fire magic and experience the awe and surprise of these timeless tricks.
Church of Scientology National Affairs Office celebrates human rights with exhibit featuring seven artists as part of First Friday Art Walk, DuPont Circle. The Church of Scientology National Affairs Office, in collaboration with Youth for Human Rights International and Art Impact International, recently hosted the United for Human Rights pop-up exhibit at the historic Fraser Mansion in DuPont Circle. Seven artists showcased powerful artwork celebrating human rights, including portraits of activists and abstract pieces. The event, part of the monthly First Friday Art Walk DuPont Circle, attracted over 100 attendees who engaged with the artists and learned about the importance of art in advocating for human rights. Free educational materials on the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights were provided to attendees, highlighting the mission of Youth for Human Rights International to promote awareness and advocacy through creative expression.
La Seconda Venuta di Cristo, an epic cinematic instrumental reflecting on the return of Jesus. O'Byrne Elliott Music announces the worldwide release of the instrumental La Seconda Venuta di Cristo, a cinematic interpretation of the second coming of Jesus Christ and his judgment. Drawing inspiration from sacred cinematic works, the composition combines Gregorian chant with medieval instrumentation to create a dark, reverent atmosphere. The piece reflects on the final judgment of humanity, where the righteous are welcomed into heaven, while others face eternal separation from God. La Seconda Venuta di Cristo is now available on digital platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and YouTube Music. Bern Elliott Music, BEAM, is a recording artist and music production company based in Olympia, Washington, and Eugene, Oregon, creating music that resonates with listeners worldwide. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.